சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 125 வெர்ஸ் 12.
விஜ்ஞாதுர்நைவ விஜ்ஞாதம் பரோன்யஸ்ஸம்பவத்யதஹ விஜ்ஞாதாஹம் பரோ முக்தஹ. சர்வபூதேஷு சர்வதா.
சங்கராச்சாரியர் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் அபவுட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் சாக்ஷி. சாக்ஷி மீன்ஸ் த இல்லுமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங். திஸ் சாக்ஷி இஸ் த சியர் நம்பர் ஒன் இன் தட் காம்போசிட் I, when I use that word, in that higher seer, lower seer, you can call like that also. Drashta number one, drashta number two. Seer number one, seer number two. This seer number two is called Ahankara, seer number one is called Sakshi. The seer number one is ever the vijnata, never the vigneyam. It can never be known, it is ever the knower. This ahankara is anitya drashta. That is what he want to say, it is anitya drashta. Seer number two, ahankara, is not always drashta. In deep sleep, this mind, which is known as ahankara, it is no more a drashta. Therefore, it is anitya drishtihi. Drishtihi means perception, perceiver. What ahankara perceives? It perceives the world. In waking state, it perceives the waking world. In dream, it perceives the dream world. But ahankara is not perceiving anything in sleep. Therefore, it cannot be the nitya drashta. Perceiver, perception. Perception can be called as drishtihi. Since the ahankara perception is anityam, it is called anitya drashta, anitya drishtihi. Seer number two is anityam. Whereas sakshi is nitya drashta. Even in sleep also, sakshi is evident. Therefore, nitya drashta. In waking also, sakshi plus ahankara. In dream also, sakshi plus ahankara. All the time inseparable. But in sleep state, ahankara is there, but in passive condition. It is nitya drashta sakshi. Therefore, we have to understand who is knowing aham brahmasmi. Where this aham brahmasmi knowledge takes place, in that vicharana we are doing. First possibility we have ruled out, mind. Who knows this sakshi? Sakshi, this mind knows sakshi, you cannot say, because mind knows only external world. Mind cannot know the sakshi. Possibility number one. The external world cannot know the sakshi. Mind also cannot know the sakshi. First possibility, straight away we can rule out. This Sakshi Chaitanyam cannot be known by any other, anya, vijnata is not there. It cannot be known by anything in this world. Second possibility, can this mind know this Akshi? No. Ahankara, drashta number 2, can know the drashta number 1? No. Vijnatuhu anyaha vijnata na sambhavati. The other knower, that means ahankara, the knower number 2 also, cannot know the drashta number 1, Sakshi Chaitanyam. So mind is also not able to know the Sakshi. On the other hand, mind is surviving because of Sakshi. So mind cannot know the Sakshi. Second possibility also ruled out. Not possible in the mind. Because it is the illuminator of only external world, not the illuminator of Sakshi Chaitanyam. So mind itself is illumined by Sakshi. When mind itself is illumined by Sakshi, how that mind can illumine the Sakshi? It cannot illumine the Sakshi. Okay, why can't Sakshi illumine itself now? Let us say, Sakshi illumines by itself. Sakshi illumines by itself. The Samadhi people who are all practicing Samadhi Abhyasa, they say, when we go to deep Samadhi, mind is not functioning, mind is not able to know Sakshi, mind is dissolved in Samadhi. In deep Samadhi, Sakshi knows by itself. Self recognized by the self. Appadi sollikalam enna. They conclude like that. What is the dosha? If you say Sakshi knows by itself, there are three doshas. First dosha, all logical defects. They say Atma Atmanam Samadhi Avasthayam Janati. Atma Atmanam Samadhi Avasthayam Janati. In Samadhi Avastha, Atma knows Atma by itself. That's why they are sitting in Samadhi. What they are knowing is not Atma. They are knowing something else, Anatma. But they think it is Atma. Atma, Atmanam, Samadhi Avasthayam, Janati. What are the logical fallacies? Number 1, before, if you say Samadhi Avasthayam, Atma, Atmanam, Janati, Atma knows itself in Samadhi Avastha. If you say, before Samadhi, Atma was not known. Atma was not known before Samadhi. If you say, in Samadhi only Atma knows itself, before Samadhi, Atma does not know to Atma. So, fallacy number 1. So, after Samadhi only, Atma becomes evident. Before Samadhi, Atma was not evident. After Samadhi only, Atma is evident. That means it is as good as you are saying Atma is never self-evident. Atma is evident only in Samadhi. Atma is not self-evident. So that is logical fallacy number 1. Then second logical fallacy or defect is, if Sakshi knows itself by knowing the process activity, Sakshi knows the Sakshi. Sakshi knows itself. If you say so, a knowing is a process. Process is an activity. Activity means savikara. That means Sakshi undergoing a vikara. Sakshi undergoing a vikara, modification. Sakshi undergoing a modification. Savikari, Sakshi Savikari Bhavati, Karta Bhavati. This is the second fallacy. What is the third defect? If Sakshi knows it's by itself, Sakshi becomes the knower of object. Sakshi knowing the Sakshi. Suppose you say, Sakshi, knowing the Sakshi. This Sakshi, who is knowing the Sakshi, first Sakshi becomes what? Subject. The subject Sakshi, knowing the Sakshi, at knowing Sakshi becomes what? Object. So first Sakshi becomes the subject, knowing Sakshi becomes, known Sakshi becomes object, knowing Sakshi becomes subject. How one and the same Sakshi becomes the subject and object? How can one and the same Sakshi becomes the subject also, knower and known itself? If known by itself, it becomes object. If it becomes object, who is that object? The subject only. Subject only becoming object. Kartru karma virodha. Karta sakshi, knowing the sakshi, who is karma. So karta, knowing the sakshi karma, na karta karma, subject object. Subject can never become object, object can never become subject. But if you say sakshi knows itself, knowing sakshi means it becomes object. If the sakshi is knowing, sakshi becomes subject. What is sakshi? Subject, object, ahuma. Suppose if I know this clip, I become clip. I know the clip. Clip myself. Subject, object, both are one and the same. Subject is subject, object is object. You cannot, for example, you cannot see your own eyes with your eyes. You cannot see your own eyes with your eyes. Like that, Sakshi cannot know the Sakshi by itself. Sakshi cannot know itself by itself. Sakshi cannot know itself by itself. Clear? So, similarly, you cannot dial your phone number. You dial your own phone number with your phone. You can dial all phone numbers, not your phone number. Sometimes people do that as by mistake. Their own number they dial. Oh, why it is not coming? And afterwards they come to know. Like that, Sakshi can never know the Sakshi. So third possibility also is ruled out. That means Sakshi cannot know by the world also. Sakshi cannot know by the mind also. Sakshi cannot know by itself also. So how can you say then Sakshi is there? Question will come. World through anything Sakshi cannot be known. Through the mind also Sakshi cannot be known. Through Sakshi also Sakshi cannot be known. Then how that, why the heaven? This Sakshi, knowing Sakshi, who is Sakshi, why the subject at all? When it is not possible to know by anything, we say, Shastra says, it need not be known. Why? It is you. You need not know yourself. You can know anything in the world. You can know your mind, you can know the world. You need not know yourself. What you? Sakshi you or Ahankara you? Sakshi you. You know the mind Ahankara also. Ahankara is known by you. World is known by you through Ahankara. That itself is the proof. That itself is the proof for you, the Sakshi. That Sakshi is you are. Why you want to know the Sakshi? Being a Sakshi, I want to know the Sakshi. Every day. Just like person is saying, I have no tongue. While talking, go on talking, saying, I have no tongue. Every day. As you are talking, the tongue existence is proved. Can you say, I have no tongue? Every day. I want to know Sakshi. Every day. Being a Sakshi, recognize that you are Sakshi. Why you want to know the Sakshi? That is what he says in this sloka. Sakshi need not be known because the one who want to know the Sakshi is Sakshi. Sakshi need not be known. Sakshi means Atma Chaitanyam. Need not be known. The one who want to know is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Recognize that. With this 12th sloka, he completed that topic. Anyaha vijnata, paraha anyaha vijnata, vijnatuhu sakshinaha, vijnata anyaha naiva sambhavati. Vijnata aham paraha muktaha. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the ever knower. I need not be known by anyone. Ever free, muktaha, sarvabhuteshu sarvada, in all bodies. In all bodies, and even in ajnanis also. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. In everybody, in every body, I said in the last class, where from I have borrowed that? Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Even in ajnani also, atma is ever evident, but that person do not know. Ahankara, in that there is ignorance. In jnani ahankara, there is no ignorance. Ajnani ahankara is samsari ahankara. Jnani ahankara is asamsari ahankara. What do you mean by samsara? Now you understand, not knowing this mixture, Sakshi ahankara mixture is called I. One is anitya drishtihi, another one is nitya drishtihi. Jnani knows this nitya drishtihi, Sakshi is ahamasmi, ajnani doesn't know. If ajnani knows, he is a jnani, he is no more ajnani. Therefore, where is the difference? Anna? Ajnani not knowing that I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, taking ahankara as himself is called samsara. That is bondage. Now where is samsara, tell me? In Sakshi or in ahankara? In ahankara. Clear? Samsara is in ahankara. Ahankara, I predominantly thinking that I am ahankara, belong to this body, mind, all relations, I am, I am, I am. This is a samsari. Now, jnanam has to come in this ahankara, samsari, samsari ahankara or asamsari sakshi. This jnanam, aham brahmasmi. I want to tell you once again. See, ahankara is, ahankara and sakshi both are there in jnani and ajnani. Jnani knows sakshi aham. Ajnani doesn't know. Ajnani taking ahankara as aham. This ahankara is aham. Body mind complex aham. If he takes, it is called samsara. This is called bondage. This is called ajnanam. Samsara is in ahankara. This ajnanam is in ahankara, ajnani. This jnanam also, aham brahmasmi jnanam has to come to remove bondage where? In ahankara only. Therefore, aham brahmasmi jnanam takes place in ahankara only. Priyada, because where there is darkness, there only light is required. Where there is darkness, there alone light is required. Where there is light, light doesn't require, does not require. We don't require light. Since ahankara, ajnani, who is dominated by ahankara, in ahankara, ajnanam is there, samsara is there, bandha is there, therefore, aham brahmasmi jnanam also should take place in ahankara. Then next step, what we did, in aham brahmasmi jnanam comes in ahankara, what is aham brahma? This aham brahma is sakshi aham. Aham brahma is sakshi chaitanyam brahma ahamasmi iti jnanam comes in ahankara. In aham brahmasmi jnanam, ahankara is included or excluded? Excluded. excluded. In Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, Ahankara is excluded. I gave two examples. Dress, when you want to interact with the people, wear the dress. But when you are introducing, you will not introduce your dress also. You are talking with the people, you wear dress and go. But when you are introducing yourself, I am so and so, you never introduce your dress. Similarly, to claim Aham Brahmasmi, wear Ahankara Kanchukam. Kanchukam is a dress. To claim Aham Brahmasmi, Sakshi Chaitanyam Ahamasmi, Ahankara dress you wear, but in that Aham Brahmasmi, what type of Aham Brahmasmi? Ahankara exclusive Aham Brahmasmi. அகங்காரம் கூட வந்தாச்சு என்ன ஆயிடும், அது பிரம்மம் ஆகாது, அப்ரம்மம் ஆயிடும், பிரம்மம் ஆயிடும். பிகாஸ் அகங்காரா இஸ் லிமிட்டெட், பாடி டு பாடி இட் இஸ் லிமிட்டெட், பட் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் நாட் லிமிட்டெட். பிரம்மா இஸ் இன்ஃபினிட், அகங்காரா கேன் நெவர் பி இன்ஃபினிட் பிரம்மன். தேர்ஃபோர் பாகத்யாக லக்ஷண, அகங்கார பாகம் தியாகம் பண்ணி எப்படி பிரிக்கிஃபையல், யூ ஆர் பிரிக்கிஃபையிங் பிசிக்கல்லி ஆர் இன்டலெக்சுவலி. Intellectually you are separating. Intellectually you are separating. That is what we have to understand. Sarva bhuteshu sarvada aham sakshi sarvada muktaha eva. So ajnani also not lacking atma anubhava. Ajnani is also having atma anubhava sada. But Ajnani has got only Atma Ajnanam, not lacking Atma Anubhava. Atma Anubhava Ajnani also has got, Ajnani also has got. Ajnani is lacking Atma Jnanam. Now look into the next shloka, shloka number 13.
Yo Veda Lukta Drishtitvam ஆத்மனோ கர்த்ருதாம் ததாம் கர்த்ருதாம் ததா ப்ரஹ்மவித்வம் ததா முக்த்வாம் ச ஆத்மக்னோ ந சேதரஹ.
Another important sloka. With the 12th sloka, important teaching is over. But these are also important ideas Acharya present. So, Aham Brahmasmi iti vritti. That is why many people, what is the difference between other systems of philosophy and Advaita is this. Sakshi Chaitanyam is ever evident, we say. But they say, a person is unconscious. Unconscious na, avanukku pragna illamale kadakara anna. Unconsciousness, we say, Ahankara is not functioning, but Sakshi Chaitanyam is there. Sakshi Chaitanyam never have a death. Sakshi Chaitanyam is always there. So Sakshi perception is not a process. It is not a process, it is not an action. Whereas Ahankara perception is a process. It is a process, it is an action. But whereas Sakshi perception is not a process, it is not an action, then what it is? It is an illumination. In its presence, everything is illumined. In the presence of Sakshi, everything is illumined. Sannidhya matrena. So, Nirvikara Drashta. The corollary what we get is Nirvikara Drashta. In the presence of Sakshi, the mind gets illumined. Aham Brahmasmi is the vritti happening in the mind. That mind is not permanently there. It is Savikara Drashta. That vritti, when it takes place, that jnanam is a process in the ahankara. Ahankara was samsari, Ahankara has to claim, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am Asamsari. This Ahankara is nothing but Sakshi reflection. Sakshi reflection only Ahankara. Chaitanyam reflection only Ahankara. But the Ahankara thinking that, enna dance pandrathu paarunga. Paavam Sakshi appadi, forgetting Sakshi and dancing. Yaha drishtitvam aluptam veda. Yaha whoever knows atmanaha apartrutam tatha drishtitvam alupta drishtitvam veda. Very important word, you see. Whoever knows atmanaha apartruta. Atma is not undergoing any process. It is not changing. Sakshi Chaitanyam is not undergoing any process. That is why akartruta. Akartrutam atmanaha veda. Veda means not Rigveda, Yajurveda. Veda means whoever knows. Not only that, drishtitvam, alupta drishtitvam. Alupta means nitya drishtitvam, never absent, ever present atma is nitya drishtihi. Lupta means breaking, alupta means unbroken perception. Alupta drishtitvam means unbroken perception. In waking state also it is there, in dream also Sakshi is there, in nidra, sleep also it is there. That is called alupta drishtitvam. Whoever knows this. And tatha brahmavitvam muktva. I am Brahman, I am the knower of Brahman. Brahmavitvam means, brahmavit means, vit means knower. I am the knower of Brahman. Muktva, that also one should give up. That vritti also. What vritti? I am the knower of Brahman. After going to Upadesha Sahasra class, that thought also one has to drop. So, aham Brahma asmi, therefore I am knower of the Brahman, I am enlightened person, and sollakudadu. Brahma eva na Brahmavita. Na Brahmavit. I am not Brahmavit. I am not the knower of Brahman. I am Brahman. If I am the knower of Brahman, Brahman becomes object. I am the knower of Brahman, and in Sanskrit, enna solluva Brahmavit. Knower of Brahman is equal to Brahmavit. In English, knower of Brahman, Sanskrit, Brahmavit. If you say, I am Brahmavit, you are saying, I am knower of Brahman. You are saying, knower of Brahman, and Brahman becomes object. Therefore, you have to say, I am Brahman, not knower of Brahman. Clear though? After going to Swamini class, I am knower of Brahman. If you say, I am knower of Brahman, Brahman becomes an object. Then who are you? If you say, I am knower of Brahman, Brahman is object. You the subject, who are you then? That means you are indirectly saying, I am a Brahman. I am the knower of Brahman. I am not Brahman. It is as good as saying I am not Brahman. Therefore, tappi tavari kuda ninga vandi, I am the knower of Brahman, Brahma vit na vaktavyam, Brahma eva, aham Brahma eva, natu Brahma vit. That is why Jnani never claim I am Brahma vit. Jnani claim what? I am Brahman. I am not Brahman. I am Brahman only. Claiming internally, that's all. Not saying anyone. I am Brahman, I am Brahman. That's what he says. Brahma vitvam muktva. Brahma vitvam muktva. Having dropped that status of knower of Brahman. Brahma vitvam muktva. Then what? Acharya says, sahayeva atmajnaha nacha itaraha. That person alone is Atmajnaha. Keno Upanishad. If anyone says, I know Brahman, he doesn't know Brahman. If he says, I know Brahman, he doesn't know. I don't know Brahman, Tunnanu, he doesn't know. Then what he has to say? I know, I don't know. You have to say what? I know, I don't know. How can you say like that now? I know Brahman as myself. I don't know Brahman as an object. What is Keno Upanishad teaching? I know, I don't know. If I say I know as myself. I know Brahman as myself, as subject. I don't know Brahman and Sunna. I don't know Brahman as an object. Therefore, I know, I don't know. Salalama India. If you remember Keno Upanishad, it's fine. Saha eva atmagneha na itaraha. Now can I say pancha upadesa sahasri students only atmagneha? Salalama vendama. That is your choice. If you say yes, Swamini, you can say na yes. Otherwise, not wise in Arna. Number 14. Next page. Jnatevahamabhijneyaham Shuddho muktas padetyati Viveki pratyayo buddhehe Drishyatvannashavanyatah Aham avigneyaha. Aham sada avigneyaha. Aham atma sada all the time avigneyaha, unknowable. I never come under a knowable object. I am ever unknowable. Avigneyaha sada jnata eva. Gnata eva, ever the knower, never the known. Gnata eva, ever the knower, never the known. What it means? I am ever the subject, never the object. Sada shuddha, ever pure, without any attributes, without any modifications, without any limitations. Sada Shuddhaha. That sada sadetyati is there. You have to split it. Sada api. Sada. In another book, avigneyaha is there. But avigneyaha is the correct pronunciation. I'll take it. Avigneyaha. Sada muktaha. Ever free. I am never bound. Na nirodho na chotpattihi, na vaddho na cha sadhakaha, na mumukshurna vai muktaha, ittesha paramarthata. Mandukya, Karika. I am never bound. There is no need of getting moksha. Therefore, sada muktaha. Na dharmo na jartho na kamo na mokshaha. Then who am I? Siddhananda rupa sivoham sivoham sada muktaha. Then viveki pratyayaha buddhehe. Viveki means jnana vritti. Pratyayaha means vritti. Viveki means jnana vritti. Of whom? Buddhehe. In ahankara aham brahmasmi iti jnana vritti takes place. That vritti is buddheha means ahankarasya. That is the pratyayaha takes place in the mind. Ahankara drishyatvad nashavan yataha. That ahankara is drishyam. In which ahankara aham brahmasmi pratyayaha jnana vritti is taking place, that ahankara is nashavan. It will dissolve, disappear in sleep, in murcha, in samadhi. It is sometimes blackout. You know, the mind gets blackout. Nashavan. Sometimes we sit in the class, we are here, but we don't hear. And Ahankara doesn't hear what Swamini said. Suddenly we come to think over. That is called blackout. Drishyavan, Nashavan. Drishyavan, that Ahankara is seen by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Drashta number one. Therefore it is Drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi. Even though it is a drashta from the standpoint of the world, but it is drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, drishyatvat nashavan. Yat yat drishyam tat tat anityam. That is why ahankara is anityam. Yat yat drishyam tat tat mithya anityam asatyam anrutam. Clear? Nashavan ataha, therefore ataha viveki pratyaha buddhehe drishyatvat. Since it is an object of experience, what ahankara? In ahankara, who is knowing that aham brahmasmi vritti when it is rising? Who is illumining? Aidi Sakshi Chaitanya. Therefore, even though that vritti very, 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 very subtle, I am trying to drive home. Somehow it has to enter into your mind. I do not know. Bhagavan only knows. Okay. Okay. Drishyatvat nashavan ataha jnani discover jnani status. Jnani discover the jnani status. That's all. There is no nothing newly discovered here. Atma Chaitanyam kadayad. I am ever the Atma Chaitanyam. There is no any blackout for Sakshi Chaitanyam. There is a blackout for Ahankara, the mind. Ahankara Drishtya. Ahankara is belong to the body mind complex. Sakshi Drishtya, there is no blackout. So, you want a blackout, you don't want to have any blackout. Sakshi Chaitanyam. So Chidabhasa alone determines whether one is conscious or unconscious. Who determines I am conscious or unconscious? Who determines I am conscious or unconscious? Ahankara determines. In Sakshi, if determination comes, it undergoes process. If it undergoes process, it becomes Savikara. Therefore, whether I am conscious or unconscious, you are conscious or unconscious now? Don't mistake me, suppose I am asking. You are conscious. Who is knowing that? Ahankara. Ahankara is knowing that you are conscious. And Ahankara is knowing you are unconscious. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Blackout mind also, presence of thought or absence of thought known by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ahankara is knowing the consciousness, determining here means I am conscious of, I am not conscious of. This vritti process comes in Ahankara. And then I said determination. In Sakshi there is no determination. The determination, I am conscious or unconscious in the decision, determination, whether I am unconscious or conscious, and the vritti process takes place in the ahankara. Okay, next shloka, 15. Alukta svatmano drishtihi. नोत्पाद्याकारकैर्यतः दृश्यया चान्यया दृष्ट्या जन्यतास्या प्रकल्पिता. This is also a nice sloka. आत्मनः दृष्टिः तु अलुप्ता. ആത്മനഃ സാക്ഷിണഃ ദൃഷ്ടിഃ പെർസെപ്ഷൻ ആർ ജ്ഞാനം ഇല്യൂമിനേഷൻ അലുപ്ത ടു മീൻസ് അഹങ്കാര വ്യാവൃത്യർത്ഥം ത്വാ ഇസ് ദേർ ത്വാത്മനഃ മീൻസ് ടു ആത്മനഃ ടു ആത്മനഃ അലുപ്ത നോട്ട് ബ്ലാക്ക് ഔട്ട് നൗ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് at any time it is not absent, not lupta alupta, not broken, it is continuous. So atmanah drishtih perception alupta, not broken, not utpadya na utpadya karakaihi, it is not created by, it is not born by any various sense organs. Karakaihi na utpadya. The nitya drishtihi is falsely taken as born and gone. Nitya drishtihi falsely taken as born and gone. Nitya drishtihi is falsely taken as born and gone. Next line he says. What he says, asyaah janyata prakalpita, asyaah sakshinah janyata born, prakalpita is superimposed. Prakalpita means superimposed or mistaken. See, we say I slept well. Who slept? Sakshi will never sleep, but you are superimposing the ahankara who is sleeping upon Sakshi. This is called prakalpita. You are superimposing the rising and dissolving. I, the Sakshi, never rise and dissolve. I have woken up. I am rising up. I am woken up. Really, who is woken up? Nitya drishti is always available. This anitya drishti is superimposed upon sakshi. Clear? Therefore, he says, drishyaya anyaya drishtiya. This ahankara, anitya drishti. Drishyaya means anitya drishti. Because of ahankara, the object of experience. Drishyaya means by the object of experience, that is ahankara. Anyaya, anyaya means other than sakshi. Drishtya, of that ahankara, drishtya. Anyaya, drishyaya, drishtya. Means ahankara, drishtya. What do you say? Janyata, asyaha, prakalpita. This born and gone, born, gone. I am conscious of, I am unconscious. I am conscious, I am unconscious. If you are chitta sakshi, do you say that? I am conscious or unconscious? Consciousness is ever conscious. This unconscious conscious happening is what? Ahankara, body, mind, complex. 45 days in unconscious suffering. Person is in unconscious coma in a hospital. Sakshi chaitanyam or ahankara? Ahankara problem. I am unconscious and children. This I am unconscious, really speaking, false or correct? If I am Sakshi, I am never unconscious. But to be conscious of mind, sense organs are available. If they are not there, that is why we are not having that ahankara, functioning ahankara. Then we say, I am unconscious. Really speaking, this conscious and unconscious anitya drishtihi, we are superimposing upon nitya drishtihi. Therefore, I, the Sakshi, I am never unconscious. I, the Sakshi, see, I am the illuminator of conscious and unconscious ahankara. Sometimes Siddhabhasa is available, sometimes it is not available. What is the proof? In sleep, I, the Sakshi, illumining the dissolved mind. That is why I slept well, you say. Who slept well? Sakshi never slept. I means you have taken as only ahankara, but you have missed the Sakshi. I, the Sakshi, illumined the sleeping ahankara. Therefore you say, I slept well. Ahankara slept well. No problem to others. Ahankara slept well. But we never know this combination. But we take this ahankara only real or real. And we never know that there is one Sakshi Chaitanyam, because of which this ahankara is working. Because of that only this ahankara is looking at the world. None of us remember. What is the question of remember? First knowing, then only remembering. After knowing itself, we are not remembering. Where is the question of remembering without knowing? Clear? But we have to recollect all the time this teaching. I am ever the Sakshi, never the Ahankara. I use the Ahankara, Kanchukam, and I say Aham Brahmasmi, keeping Ahankara aside. Using the Ahankara, now this pot space is born. When the pot is born, pot space is not born. But we say pot space is born. When the space is, pot is broken, space is gone. Eppadi irukku? Space is neither born nor gone. When pot is there, space is not born. When pot is broken, space is not gone. But naturally what we say? Space is gone. Space is born. Space is never born. Space is never gone. Similarly, Sakshi Chaitanyam is never born, never gone. Ahankara is born, gone. Born, gone. Because of upadhi in the mind. It is born, ahankara, it is gone. In sleep, gone. In waking state, born. This born, gone ahankara we superimpose upon. I am born, I am gone, I am going. He has gone, who has gone? Ahankara has gone. Sakshi has not gone. She has gone. He has gone. Who has gone? But we take that ahankara, body, mind complex, has gone. I have gone. I have gone. Aila Sakshi irukka, ahankaram irukka. But we take only ahankara, not Sakshi. Aili Sakshi never gone, never go. Ahankara comes and goes. Birth and death of the ahankara we are superimposing upon Sakshi. Therefore, I am birthless, deathless, ayaram, gayaram only to ahankara, not to Sakshi Chaitanyam. Who are you now? I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. To say I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, what you have to use? Ahankara you have to use. Kanchukam you have to use. Without kanchukam it is not possible. But in the kanchukam use panna udane, we miss, we are Sakshi Chaitanyam. We will read the next shloka, 16. Shloka 16. Dehatma buddhya pekshatvat atmana kartrutamrusham naiva kinchit karomi iti satya buddhi pramanaja. Dehatma buddhi apekshatvat atmanah kartruta mrushat. Atmanah kartruta. The rule here is, if any object enjoys a status due to external condition only. Any object has status that is only because of condition. Originally Sakshi doesn't have any status. It says here, Dehatma buddhya buddhi apekshaya. apekshatvat, from the deha I am the body mind complex, the buddhi, that notion, atmanah kartruta, I am the karta bhavana. Atmanah means it is a self reflexive pronoun. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, kartruta bhavana. From the body mind standpoint, it is mrisha, it is mithya, it is unreal. Naiva kinchit karomiti buddhihi satya. I am never the doer. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavita. Wise person never thinks that I am the doer. Naiva kinchit karomi, I am not doing anything. This is satya buddhihi. This is right knowledge. This is right knowledge. Satya buddhihi means jnanam. Satya means right. Right knowledge. True knowledge. Born out of pramanaja. Born out of shastra, guru, vakya. Vedanta guru upadesha dvara. Pramanaja, pramana means scripture. By the help of scriptural teaching. Upanishad, pramana means upanishadic teaching. By a competent teacher. Pramanaja satya buddhihi. Kartrutva buddhi is mrusha. From deha, body, mind standpoint only you are the karta. Body is mithya, mind is mithya, ahankara is mithya, kartrutvam is also mithya. Therefore everything is mithya. You have to recognize this. I am akarta, abhokta, atma. When pramanaja, only through shastram, otherwise you can never know. The shastram and guru, guide. Guru must be there. Without guru you cannot understand. More in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantih harihi om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha harihi om.